My dearly beloved, as you know, today the Feast of Pentecost is a very important feast day, often referred to as the birthday of the Church, the day on which the Holy Ghost came down upon the Apostles and our Blessed Mother in the upper room, as well as many disciples who were gathered there. And as they went forth, no longer afraid to spread the faith, St. Peter gave that first sermon of the Church. And on that day, 3,000 were baptized. The next day, the number increased to 5,000. And we see the providence of Almighty God in that the Jews were celebrating their feast of Pentecost, which commemorated the bestowal of the giving of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai and the Mosaic Law. And so there were many Jews who had gathered in Rome from various nations to celebrate that feast at the temple. And when they heard the sound of noise and wind in a quarter of the city, they went to see what was going on, as there was no wind in the rest of the city. And they went there and gathered outside the upper room where the apostles were gathered together, the cenacle. And then St. Peter, as I said, came forth and gave that sermon, preaching the faith. So today is a very important feast day. In fact, Pentecost is considered second in importance only to the Feast of Easter. And so this Feast of Pentecost is celebrated throughout this week, the octave of Pentecost. However, this morning, as important as that topic is, I would like to speak about another topic also very important, and which comes to my mind from the fact that this weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, is oftentimes referred to as the unofficial beginning of summer. First day of summer is a few weeks off, but the summer season begins, beginning of June. We have this week our final week of school here in Mary Immaculate Queen School and St. Joseph Seminary, and so summer is beginning. And it is very important for us at the beginning of summer to recall the importance of maintaining our spiritual life during the summer time. Certainly we all need relaxation. Students and teachers in particular have their summer vacation, and it is much needed to give our mind rest and our body to revive our strength and so forth for the next school year. But during the summer, as we vacation, we also are aware of the fact that there are more temptations that present themselves to us during the summertime, especially because of the deplorable manner of dress of so many with the warm weather, and also because of the spirit of relaxation during the summertime. So it is important for us to make certain that during the summer, as all time throughout the year, we have a good spiritual schedule. We have various prayers that we say morning and night, our daily rosary, our spiritual reading, that we do not allow these very important spiritual exercises to go by the wayside during the summertime. We also must be very conscientious and careful in avoiding unnecessary occasions of sin, guarding the custody of our eyes so as not to be unnecessarily tempted. Now, certainly there are around us in the world many temptations, much indecency, many sources of temptation, and it is impossible to avoid all of them. It is impossible that we should not from time to time see something which we ought not to see, hear something which would be better not to hear, to become aware of something that would be better left unnoticed. The temptations surround us. There are so many media by which the devil tempts us. There is, of course, the television, radio, newspapers, magazines, movies, pictures, and again, just the standard of dress, which is so contrary to Christian modesty. So custody of the eyes is a very important virtue to cultivate and develop. But even if we're doing everything we can, we still have within us a fallen human nature, and so there are temptations that come simply from our fallen human nature, which means that we must do everything we can to maintain a good spiritual life. Prayer, as I've already mentioned, also the frequent reception of the sacraments, devout confession and Holy Communion, frequent confession and Holy Communion, mortification. Mortification is something that does not belong only to the season of Lent, but is something we should cultivate at all times. Also, a very important means of maintaining a life of virtue is to cultivate the virtue of humility, because the entire spiritual life is built on the foundation of humility. And if we have humility, that means we have a distrust of ourselves. We have an attitude that says to Almighty God, "Dear God, I need your help because I am so weak and I am so liable to fall into sin and temptation. Please help me." You see, God withdraws his grace from the proud and gives his grace to the humble. God draws near to the humble because the humble soul honors God. The humble soul turns to God and begs his help, and thereby gives to Almighty God the credit that is due to him. Because without the grace of God, we can do nothing good. And so humility is a good means of maintaining virtue and avoiding sin. Soon as we begin to give in to pride, we are in danger of falling. Very often, God leaves the proud to themselves, permits them to fall, withdraws his grace, in order to bring them back to an awareness of what they are of themselves and how much they depend upon Almighty God and his help, his grace. So cultivate the virtue of humility. Let us also develop a great appreciation for and love for that beautiful virtue of purity, chastity. The virtue of purity makes men like angels. It makes us like the angelic spirits who have no body and have no experience of a temptation of the flesh. We, sadly, are in this fallen human state where we are often bombarded with temptations. So we must strive to become like the angels, and for that reason, chastity is referred to as the angelic virtue. So to have an esteem and appreciation of this virtue, to strive to cultivate it, to develop a strong devotion to our Blessed Mother, and perhaps also to a saint who is particularly known for purity, like Saint Joseph, Saint Philomena, and many others. So prayer, penance, avoiding the occasions of sin, all of these things are so very important. Especially because the vice of impurity is so addicting, perhaps more so than any other sin, that once bad habits are acquired, they are with very great difficulty broken and eradicated. So we must have a fear of our own weakness, a trust in Almighty God and His grace, a deep devotion to our Blessed Mother, to whom we turn often, especially in time of temptation, to lift up our minds and hearts to God in prayer and to our Blessed Mother through ejaculatory prayer, such as the beautiful prayer, "O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee." The beautiful thing about ejaculatory prayer, which means any short prayer, is that especially once you develop the habit of saying a particular prayer often, that prayer will just come to your mind and to your lips in time of temptation. It also can be a means throughout the day of recollecting yourself, lifting up your heart to God, rededicating your day to Almighty God, renewing, as it were, your morning offering. So ejaculations are very powerful prayers. Perhaps the best of all, just to pronounce the holy names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, especially in time of difficulty. So let us be determined to persevere as good Catholics during the summer, as all times. I have placed on the vestibule table, along with the Sunday bulletin, the copy of the Mary-like Standards of Modesty in Dress, and encourage you all to take a copy, read it over, and make certain that you are conscientious in following the Mary-like standards of modesty. There is the danger, because we see around us and almost become numb to it, such horribly indecent styles of dress. There is the danger of developing an attitude that, well, it's not so bad to cut corners here and there. Everybody does it, and so forth. And we must be very careful of this. As Pope Pius XII said, there are certain boundaries, there are certain lines which may not be crossed without transgressing, to make certain that we are conscientious in imitating our Blessed Mother, her modesty, her purity, her virtue, to especially be on our guard during the summertime, and to pray daily for this beautiful virtue of purity, which makes us like the angels and is so dear to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.